Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 49 for January 16th, 2010. Hotties and Zlotties. Everybody, and welcome to This Week in Fun, episode 49. I'm here at work at Current, and I'm in this sort of a bizarre place that I'm usually not sitting in because they're dismantling the studio that I usually use. So it's possible that during the show, there's going to be people behind me standing there looking and wondering what I'm doing and why. Martin, it's show 49, as I was saying before you so rudely interrupted me. 49 is a significant number here in San Francisco because it is the way that our great city was founded. Miners, 49ers, and their daughters, Clementine.
That's a good historical point, Sarah.
You like that? You like how I wove that in so seamlessly?
What is this, PBS now?
It's NPR.
Yeah.
This is all citizen journalism all the time here on TWiF. It's This Week in nothing's coming to me. What starts with F that seems like smart and scholarly?
What starts with F?
Yeah, like TWiF. This Week in...
Nothing does.
Nothing does. Well, that didn't go anywhere.
This Week in... Fast-minded. I don't think there is anything.
This Week in Friendship!
This Week in Friends.
Join us, TWiF and Friends.
This show is friendly. This show is so much better than any of the other shows on the network. Wow.
In so many ways. Not only because it's good, but it's also
That's the main distinction. It is cut from a finer cloth.
It also doesn't rely on cheap gags like tech and... No. Bluetooth and USB ports.
No.
You know, that crap gets OLD, if you know what I'm saying.
It's disgusting.
Well, it's revolting. And then you got, you know, these other shows that have cropped up, kind of TWiF wannabe shows like Not Safe for Work or whatever that brushwood garbage is.
I don't want to talk because those guys on their show, they were... they were doing a lot of talking about us. And I find I think that they simply have no class. And I'm
you know what it is? It's like the kid in the schoolyard who's pulling your pigtails and pulling and pulling and pulling.
It's just
he likes you.
They're crass people. And
they want attention.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give them attention. I'm not going to. I mean, I think everyone in the audience recognizes that we are a finer show. And
well, we're also professionals.
I am not going to denigrate their show because I've never even listened to it. So
neither,
I can't really talk about it. I don't think anyone really listens to it, actually. I'm not going to say anything mean, but I did get a note from somebody that says, Martin, Benji, I guess that's her boyfriend, started playing that show last night talking about Not Safe for Work that was insulting TWiF. I don't think we listened more than 25 seconds before we had to shut it off. They were screaming. No, make that screeching over the intro music. Then they started talking. I swear I was listening to Charlie and at a higher pitch, Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Talk about wretched. Talk about my head and ears pounding. Those two have
this
no business
the,
on
this
radio.
This is the brushwood like garbage?
That. Yeah.
Wow. That's
so
a bit of a scathing
I am not going
view.
To say anything about their show. In fact, I'm done. So that was from Amy Philpott.
Amy, thank you for your thank you for letting us know that we don't need to listen to that show. It's certainly not Watch Live. They can talk about us, and we will be the bigger men.
They can talk about us all they want, and so can all the other shows on this network. Boring shows that no one listens, like Gibson's show.
Oh, what is he? What is his thing? Security,
repartitioning, updating the kernels. Got it, Steve.
Hey, Steve, we're secure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, haven't had a break-in in quite some time. Thanks, Steve.
We're on to vitamin D, I think. You know, it's like security and vitamin D. That's what that show is. It doesn't even really make sense anymore. It's obviously, you know, it's off the rails. Our show, however, and, you know, we didn't have a show last week because the Twit crew took their act to Vegas. We were not included. Which, you know, I think we're both okay with that. We've come to terms with it, but we weren't able to do a show last week. So I feel like, you know, we haven't been around in a while and we kind of had a weird schedule over the Christmas break and the holidays and this and that.
This is the first show we've done this year. In fact,
first show we've done in is that true?
Yeah,
it is. It is true because we did a show before New Year's because New Year's Day, everybody was going to be out of the cottage. How about that? Happy 2010, everybody. How's it hanging? How's it hanging in the 1-0 for you, Marty? Marty, now this is going to be a good year for you. You've alluded to how good the year is going to be. You're going to get married. My God,
you're going to get married on.
You're going to get married
October. Dates all set.
Dates all set.
Place,
you got your venue.
The place has been chosen.
That is so nutso.
It's all
How's
happening.
It feel?
It's all happening. I'm terrified.
Yeah, well, you're a dude. That's what happens. Just don't leave her at the altar or anything, and you'll be okay. Girls do not.
I'm starting work on Tuesday.
Wait just a second. Have we heard right or are our ears deceiving us? You're starting work on Tuesday. What's this now?
I took a job.
You didn't.
I did.
You've got a job.
I did.
What? I don't. Tell me more. Wait a second. Martin, now you've been out of regular work now since we were laid off from that shit show.
I haven't worked since 2008.
Right. October, if I remember correctly. We all got good and drunk that night. Ooh. It's now 2010. We say 2010 now instead of 2010. So it was over a year. Besides, of course, this fine program that you were not working regularly. And there were a bit of ups and downs along the way. Some winery nonsense.
Oh, all kinds of teases. But this is a very fine job and I'm lucky to have it. I am going to be, I'm not going to give you any specifics, really. Let's just say that people would kill for this job. It's I'm going to be an ad man. You ever see the show Mad Men?
Mad Men?
Mad Men?
Yes, of course.
I'm Don Draper.
It's my favorite show. It's on AMC.
I'm Don Draper.
You are going to be writing what are you some sort of copywriter? Some
Correct.
Sort of jingle maker?
Big company. Big job. Huge. So that's
well,
what
Martin,
I'm going to be. It's a little divergent, sir. I am terrified. I am absolutely
Now, are you terrified because you feel like you're out of practice? Do you think that you're not going to be able to
practice.
Write?
Out of practice? I've never done this before.
So this is like
a
totally
different
thing.
The only thing I've ever
thing.
Done is television. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at. And obviously, it's time for a career change because that ain't working out. So write in advertising. It's the logical progression.
Maybe you should take
You know what
the
happened?
New
as soon
shows.
As I take, I've actually known about this for a long time. A couple months now. I got this.
I'm pretending that you're telling me for the first time. Yeah.
So, but I'm starting it on Tuesday. I swear to God, yesterday, some like pretty big casting director calls me and says, "You interested in hosting a primetime game show on a network?" You gotta be kidding me.
When did this happen? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
I mean, I saw that you mentioned it to me, but I didn't really look at the thing. Game show, game schmo, you know, you don't want to do that. You want to be at a nice, solid advertising company writing good copy. You
the
do.
The show apparently
you know
is...
How, I mean, the thing about our line of work
is... This show's produced in London. England.
Oh. Ooh, across the pond with the Brits and the teeth and the...
You know,
and the mince
you know who I think also auditioned for it?
Who?
Kevin P. Pereira.
Huh. You don't say. I could find out. Stop moving your laptop so much. You're all shaky.
No, I was tapping the screen. I was tapping you on the face, like, you know. And then I realized I was shaking my camera.
Well, don't do that. Kevin P.
What do you think? I'm going to leave it up to the audience. Do you guys think I should take the game show gig? Should I host a game show or should I
you
be
don't even
non-draped?
Know if you haven't even been offered the job. You've been offered a
Let's say
tryout.
Hypothetic. It's hypothetic.
Oh, okay. Copacetic. Hypothetic. Do you want to know what I think? I'm going to give you my unsolicited opinion. As much as I love our line of work, you and I know full well how fickle this industry can be, right? Awesome. You take a game show job, you move to London, you uproot your life, you bring your wife, and stuff happens. And all of a sudden, the show gets canceled, and then what do you do? I mean, this happens constantly. It's like the industry where you can never get comfortable. It's always changing. Things are always starting and stopping. And
yeah,
getting canceled.
I don't know how many times I've gotten. Well, usually it's my agents or my managers that get these calls, and I have no idea why I was actually contacted via Twitter, which is kind of weird.
Ooh, like a DM job offer kind of thing. Yeah,
that wasn't even.
We're really living in the future, aren't we?
So, and a guy calls me last night. I just sat down at this little French bistro with Molly, and it's so funny because he calls me. And he's like, "Hey," I sent him my phone number on Twitter. He's like, "Can we talk about this?" And I'm like, "No, this isn't a good time. Actually, I'd give you a few years ago, when I was down in LA. I would have like said, everyone in the restaurant, shut up. Got to take this call, you know." So it's all changed.
Now you're kind of at the point where it's like, I'll call you back when I have some time for you.
Just got a
I'm having a nice dinner with the lady.
Now. I'm going to call him after the show.
I haven't heard anything about that from him.
Le Petit Laurent.
How was that, by the way?
We enjoyed it. You and
did you?
If you meet a young man, you should maybe go there.
I meet them all the time.
Hey, what do you say we actually do some show?
Okay, I'm down for that. Do a little showing. It is, it's nice to be back with our fun TWIF audience. Thanks to everybody who's joining us live, and for those of you watching later, thanks for subscribing or just watching or whatever. This is a fun program. We talk about whatever the hell we want to, really, and have an intelligent discussion surrounding some of the internet's finest stories. Martin, what's on tap today?
I am going to join this website, I think. Even though I am engaged, I think that this site is for me. Beautifulpeople.com. Have you heard about this site?
Yes.
A dating site for people...
Who are attractive.
Beautiful. Who are attractive. And the only way you can get on the site is if the other members of the site vote you on. And apparently, like, only 1 out of 5 people who sign up for this dating site are actually accepted to the dating site. Well, after the holidays, 5,000 people from the site, beautifulpeople.com, got axed.
Because they weren't cute
enough. Kicked off because they put too much weight on during the holidays.
Now, hold on a second. So, I mean, do they have to post full body photos of themselves? Because, you know, a lot of times people don't gain weight in the face. You know, you can be a heifer of a woman and still kind of have some cheekbones.
I think the whole story's fishy.
I think the whole story's fishy too.
I'm sorry, I was tapping it again. I was
stop the tapping. Your incessant tapping.
If you think about it, the holidays just happened, first of all. And why, right. If you're so vain that you're joining beautifulpeople.com, are you really going to put up a photo of yourself that was taken after you put on all this weight over the holidays?
Right.
And do you really think that 5,000 people would get expunged from this site? I mean, that's a very big number. I don't think that they have that kind of membership numbers that they could just drop 5,000 people like that. I think this was a PR ploy, and I'm just putting this together now, or else I wouldn't have included it in the story lineup, because now we're just giving them more press.
Exactly. Oh my God, we've fallen into the trap.
This is advertising.
So hold on a second.
This is my new business here.
First of all, a site for beautiful people only has got a lot of problems on its own anyway, PR stunts aside. And here's why. Pretty girls are a nightmare because they know that they're pretty and they get, favors, and it just, you don't want one of those girls. Pretty guys are worse because they're prettier than you. See, I have a problem with guys who are too attractive. Not that people that I have been with are not attractive, but like really, really, really beautiful guys, like model guys. Some girls really like that stuff, the washboard abs and the this and that, and the, long eyelashes and stuff. The problem is that those guys are so full of themselves and they hang out at the gym all day. So they're not going to put you on your princess pedestal. They're the princesses.
I'm one of those people and I don't hang out at the gym all day.
Well, you're just...
Here's a question. Do you think that if I tried to sign up for beautifulpeople.com, I would be accepted?
I think so. You've got lovely blue eyes, got a full head of hair, and a winning smile. I think you'd be accepted. Just don't post a full body picture.
Oh, I got a body.
You got beer guts, what you got?
No, I don't. I don't even drink beer.
A wino trunk.
Do you think that you would be accepted? All right, chat room. Who would be more likely to be accepted on thebeautifulpeopleple.com? Why do you know who they're going to side with?
Come on. Why do you do this
Sarah
to yourself?
Or me? Martin. Look at everyone saying Martin.
Everyone's saying Sarah.
What do you say, Martin?
It's Sarah with an H, by the way, chat
Except
room.
For West Coast, who says Martin is a gay man's dream.
I think that's true. Although I've got quite a bit of a gay
Somebody
army
sent
myself.
Steve Gibson.
Email me from time to time. I am a I can't say the term I'm thinking of because it's not PC, but the kind of girl that gay guys seem to like, which is super awesome. I'm glad, because gay guys, they can be hard to win over, if you're a lady. So I'm glad about that. I don't really know how we got on this conversation. It's like I've gone crazy and I'm just talking to myself. So we got this beautiful people dating site. Whole thing's stupid.
And then people put on a little too much extra pudge. They get kicked off the site.
Get kicked off the site.
We're thinking it's and, a PR
because you're not beautiful
move on
enough.
To another story.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and some people like a little cushion for the pushing. I know some this. Do. I know this well.
You do.
Yes. I know. What I'm saying is I know a lot of men who are not interested in the whole thinner is better mentality. They like a little cushion, a little junk, if you will.
Are you saying that you're talking about your boyfriends over the years?
Yeah, kind of, for the most part.
So you're saying that you've got a little cushion?
I'm saying that I've never been made to feel as though I can't finish my burrito. That I can't enjoy.
You have a hearty appetite.
I've got a good appetite.
I've never seen you not clean your plate.
I'm a good eater. I've been blessed
finicky.
With decent metabolism. And I think girls who get like a side salad and eat half of it for dinner and pretend they're full, the whole thing is just weird. No, there's no way you're having a good time. Give it a rest. Eat your burrito and shut up. So, I'm not going to join beautifulpeople.net or whatever that hellhole of a place is. They can all procreate and have beautiful, dumb kids. Go to the gym a lot.
Speaking of like people I sound being bitter overweight, this is probably my favorite story. It's so sad. Over in Sweden, they have Weight Watchers.
Oh, God, this story.
They have Weight Watchers. There are apparently obese people in Sweden. And so there was a gathering of a meeting of the Weight Watchers in this Weight Watchers clinic or wherever they hold it. And they are having their weigh-in. There's 20 of these Weight Watchers people in there doing their initial weigh-in or whatever, or to see how much they had lost. Suddenly we heard a huge thud. The floor collapsed.
So I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
I know.
Right, honestly. Because it's the sort of thing where it's like, okay, it's a Weight Watchers floor and it collapsed, hardy har. But, you know, if you were on the floor at the time and it collapsed, you know, hopefully nobody got hurt. But just being one of those people where you're like, I contributed to the floor collapsing right now because I'm so fat. That's got to be a crappy day.
I mean, you probably don't feel all that great about yourself because obviously you're in Weight Watchers, right? I mean, you want to change.
You're trying. You're being proactive.
You are. You're making you're all saying, the right moves. I'm going to get fit. Saying, making all the right
new
moves.
Year.
And then this happens. Oh.
Now, you want to hear what one of the members said about the incident?
I would.
We suddenly heard a huge thud. We almost thought it was an earthquake. Everything flew up in the air. The floor collapsed in one corner of the room and along the walls. I mean, this sounds like a really major event. The walls imploded. I mean, earthquakes. Do they have earthquakes in Sweden? I don't know much about it. I've never been there.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I know they've got a lot of waterways and fish and oldness and suicide. I don't know much about the earthquake situation. Now, you think about, you know, Swedish bikini teams and things like that. You don't think of the Swedish people as a whole having a weight problem. You know, you think of tall, tan, blonde girls.
Right.
So what's going on up there?
Maybe they're Americans who live in Sweden.
Maybe. I've got a little Swedish in me.
Really?
No, it's riveting information.
Where is the tall blonde part?
Yeah, I don't have that part. I've just got I've got the depressed during the winter part. Mm. That's what I got. Yay! Days are getting longer. Days are getting longer. That's all I got to say.
This story comes as a close second to the one we just discussed. This Chinese man, anytime you talk about a suicide or a suicide attempt, it's a sad story and not all that funny. This one, however, breaks the mold. This one I think you can chuckle about a little bit. This man, a 50-year-old man, he jumped off the sixth story where he lived of his apartment building.
That's high.
That's high.
Six stories up.
Is high. When people saw him jumping off, he was jumping with what looked like a girl. Then when he hit the ground, there was a big pop. And in fact, what had happened was this man was so embarrassed that people had found out that his girlfriend, that he was living with a blow-up sex doll, that he decided to kill himself and took his lover and jumped off the balcony, landing on the blow-up doll, which then popped but saved his life. It acted
so. There's the apartment
like a
building.
Mattress.
I mean, that's he's up on the penthouse floor. Looks like a fairly nice place to live. He's got a blow-up doll. he's been disgraced. He's been outed as being one of these guys who has a blow up doll. And he kind of goes, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm leaving this cruel world and she's coming with me. Sure enough, she saves his life.
Saved his life. Scroll down to the bottom of that story. There's actually a picture, I believe, of there she is.
She's a blonde. She's like a Swedish bikini team.
And she's participated. It's really sad.
She exploded. Well, she exploded under his weight, but she saved him. And you know, I got to tell you, it's almost like the true definition of love in its purest form. You know, let's jump. I will explode and you will live to see another day. She's a pretty lady. It's unfortunate.
She is.
I wonder if they could patch her up and maybe, you know, pump a little life back into
her. What a shame.
Yeah. You know, he shouldn't feel just a couple short weeks ago, we were talking about the guy who had made the animatronic robot, you know, and took her to Thanksgiving and had a wonderful time with his family.
Also Chinese, I believe. Or was he Japanese?
As I recall, yeah, he was. And, you know, they were, well, he was Canadian, but I think Chinese descent. And the parents welcomed her, the animatronic robot, with open arms. She helped them make the turkey, baste it. So this guy in China, maybe he should hook up with the guy in Canada and just be like, you know what? As long as you're happy, right? Right?
Is your Gmail chat on?
Is that? No, I'm not. I'm signed
mine.
Out. I don't know what it is. Can someone in the chat room tell me what the F that noise is? Because it's driving me insane.
It's chat notification.
It's not mine though, because
it's not mine either, because I don't use that. I don't even have it.
Is it?
It's in the studio.
I don't know.
It's got to be annoying. In the studio. It's Jammer B.
Is it in the studio?
Jammer B.
Jammer B. Come on. It's not me. I mean, I'm out of my seismic desktop. GChat is off. No. And it happens every show. I don't know if it's me or not.
Since Jammer B started running controls.
It's Leo. Mm-hmm. It's Leo's chat.
It's Leo.
Maybe sign out.
It's
sign out.
Leo.
Of course.
Jammer B's excited. Well, good. I'm glad that I've been blamed yet again for something that I did not do.
I don't know. I think I want to skip the Chinese student who rats out the porn sites.
Yeah. Who needs it? Yeah. Porn site, another day,
Let's
another porn
site. Let's go to the prostitutes.
Let's do
this
it.
This blew my
Love.
Mind. Did you have any idea?
Did you have any idea? What do they call themselves these days?
Why am I getting into advertising? Why am I going into that, the ad game, when I could be a gigolo and actually make some money?
Yeah,
Poland was just fined $820,000 by the government for unpaid taxes. $820,000 because she had an income of millions and millions of dollars from prostitution.
But she wasn't paying taxes.
Did she really make that much being a prostitute?
I mean, millions and millions over a period of 1 year.
I don't know. I mean, maybe maybe she was a madam. She ran like a whole empire or something like that. But the way this reads, she was the sex worker.
Right. So
apparently she had very generous.
Zlotys are the Polish currency. And apparently, so says Yahoo News, where we got this information. She says one of her clients paid her 5 million zlotys between 1997 and 2002. I mean, that's a good chunk of change.
That's
I mean,
good.
She
Would
obviously
you do
knows
that?
What she's
Would
doing.
Would you do that? Would you, you know, sell yourself for 5 million zlotys? I like that word, zloty.
Isn't it great? Oh, I love it.
Kind
zloty.
It's kind of slutty. Zloty.
It is. It's like, give me a zloty. Right now.
Hey, how many zlotys do I owe you for this, baby?
5 million of them. No, I'm going to go on record, and everyone listen up, because I'm only going to say this once. I'm not selling my body. in this
for
lifetime.
5 million zlotys?
For any zlotys. No amount of zlotys will let me give up these goods. They are simply too precious. I'll do it for free. I'm not going to take your effing money.
I'm going to go on record right now and say that I will sell myself for 5 million zlotys. That is my price.
What's the exchange rate?
And I don't care who's buying. I don't care who's buying. For 5 million zlotys?
You realize that there are more, you know, more zlotys to each single dollar. So 5 million zlotys is not $5 million, right? It's like maybe like a million.
Oh, a million?
So think about that. Think this through a little bit before you offer your body up for money. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to deal with the government too, because of course this is all under the table. Here's the thing. Okay, so Nevada aside, is Nevada the only state in the U.S. where prostitution is legal in certain counties?
As far as I know.
Okay, so as far as I know too. So those counties aside, because I assume that if it's legal, then we've got some, you know, tax deals that, I don't know, I haven't really talked to anybody at the Mustang Ranch lately about how that all works. But for everybody else, you know, like the hookers in Vegas, for example, because they're not, Vegas isn't one of the counties that's recognized as, right, as legal prostitution. I mean, are they, you know, is there a lot of tax evasion issues? One
I guess
would think.
So.
Because you can't tell them, hey, I'm a prostitute. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm paying my taxes.
Correct.
So you just kind of hope that you don't get found out. So you can't really like be all that fancy, right? Because
right,
you drive a fancy car and you got the mink coat and the whole thing. Something's fishy, you know, bringing in a little bit more than, you know, welfare wages.
That's a lot of zlotys.
It's a lot of zlotys.
So somebody said that, Steve123 in the chat room said that one Polish zloty equals 0.355 US dollars. So it's about,
not a good exchange rate.
There's about three zlotys to the dollar.
So, maybe we should go to Poland. It sounds like our dollar could go far there.
So, I don't know. For a million zlotys, so about $333,000. Am I going to... Or wait, no. It's 5 million zlotys was my price. So, it's over $1 million.
It's over $1 million, but, you know, think of how you're going to feel later. A shower
feel
is not going to wash off
oh,
the
I don't
shame.
Care. First thing I do is I hire one of those plans with little messages, and I would say Martin Sargent sold himself for 5 million zlotys. That's how much I'm fine with me.
You should ask Molly how she feels about this whole thing before you go off being a gigolo, because I have a feeling, call me nuts, that she's not going to like that. Although this is your last chance before you get hitched.
Seriously.
The old ball and chain isn't on yet.
I may as well make a few zlotys while I'm at it.
Might as well. You know, you could buy yourself a nice little house in the country, in Mill Valley, maybe. The zloty house. Maybe I should rethink this. I could probably get a pretty penny for myself if I really wanted to buy a house. Because I'm not going to be able to buy
price,
a house doing what
I'm doing. The price that's on the table is 5 million zlotys.
I'm worth more than that.
Yeah.
I am.
Would you date somebody that's much, much younger than you? Say like 14, 17, 13 years younger, something like that?
No. I think... So, the whole younger person thing. Interesting you mentioned this. In the past, over my adult dating life... have never dated anybody younger than myself. They've always been either older by, you know, 3 or 4 years or about the same age.
Kevin Rose wasn't younger than you?
Kevin Rose is, he's February, so November, December, January. He's 4 months younger than me.
Okay.
I consider that the same age.
Am I younger than you?
No, you're older than me. You're older than me. We did not date, though, so it doesn't really matter. but I've always kind of thought, you know, it always just sort of works out. But it turns out that, you know, as I get older, it seems that the pool grows of people that are now younger than me. And, you know, you kind of have to start thinking about it. How low do you go? I think that when you're a woman of a certain age, as I am, I'm a certain age, and you date someone younger, you have to make sure that they're not so young that they make you feel old. Because, you know, girls don't like to feel old, blah, 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 you know, all that bullshit. Sorry, bull poo. And I think my limit is probably about 5 years.
Five?
That, you know, I think that there are exceptions, and who knows, maybe I'll meet an Ashton Kutcher one day and I'll break the rules. But 13 years, that's disgusting to me.
See, things might change in a couple years when, you know, a couple, 3 years when you hit 40, things might change.
But why would they? Then they're just going to make me feel old still.
Then you become
maybe
cougar.
There's that whole thing like, I'm 40, I still got it. This young dude doesn't want a young girl, he wants me. I don't know.
That's how you talk when you turn 40. This young.
Oh, this young guy wants me.
In England, they did a survey of older women, women over the age of 40. Not that old, but over the age of 40 was where they did the survey. 4 in 10 said they would like to date a younger man. 1 in 4 already really? Are. And over there, call them boy toys. They call them toy boys.
Toy boys, one word. They're toy so boy. Nuts over there. I mean, is there any way the British aren't just backward? It's almost every sense. Everything's wrong. You know, they drive on the wrong side of the road. They call them toy boys. I do like that, though. Toy boys. When a guy's younger, he becomes a toy.
Can you say toy boy 5 times fast?
Toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, toy boy. That was
can
five.
You say toy boat 5 times fast?
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
No, you cannot.
It didn't really work. If I was drunk, I probably couldn't do even the one. But I'm not, because this is working hours, and I'm drinking a nice seltzer water. That's what I do at Current.
I'm drinking a Coca-Cola Classic.
Oh, isn't that nice? Good old Coca-Cola Classic. Make sure you brush your teeth afterwards, because that stuff will rot your teeth.
Really?
Well, they say 4 in 10, like we're supposed to be all surprised. That's less than half of the population. I mean,
yeah, I don't think this is a surprising thing.
This is so crazy. Yeah. So 4 in 10 would, and the other 6 wouldn't. That sounds about right. Most of us wouldn't. Most of us are more comfortable with older men, and I don't know why. I don't know. I think it's a little strange. It goes both ways when a woman is much, much younger. I know that that's a lot more common, but I still think that that can be strange as well. There are exceptions, of course, certain instances where it seems to work really well, and you know, age is nothing but a number, as Aaliyah would have said. But sometimes I think it's strange. Most of the time. Strange. Midlife crisis stuff. For some reason, a little bit weirder when it's a woman. I don't know why. Maybe because guys are supposed to take care of...
Going the other way, I don't think that I would date somebody who is 15 years or so older than me or whatever.
What about 15 years younger?
That's different.
Think of all the...
We've talked about my theory of wingspan on the show before. I think we computed our wingspans. And you didn't have a very wide wingspan. My wingspan was a little bit wider. You know, your age... I'm not going to go through the whole formula again, but...
I don't really remember that. If you're talking about putting your hands out to either side, your wingspan's obviously much longer than mine.
So like, no, your age when you dated the youngest person relative to how old you. So if you were 30 years old and dated a 22-year-old person, your wingspan on your left wing would be 8 years. And then if you were 23 and dated a 40-year-old guy, your wingspan on your right would be 17 years. So then you add those two together. And your total wingspan is 25 years. See?
Okay. That's interesting. Ooh, I already know mine. You know what? I don't know if I want to talk about this. Wingspan. We've already covered this. Let's move on. You guys don't need to know that stuff. It's all on Wikipedia.
Well, you dated somebody much older than you, didn't you?
11 years.
Woo-hoo!
11 years. And you know what? This was a long time ago. I was younger, obviously. I was about 20 and he was about 31.
Oh, man. Well, that guy should almost go to jail.
Nah, it was cool.
That's weird. You're not even. He can't even take you to a bar. He can't take you to Applebee's and you can't order a glass of wine, like legally.
Yeah, it all worked out because he was so old that they assumed
was so
I was older.
Cool. Was so
you know,
cool.
the age difference between us, everyone else thought it was weird. And, you know, it was. I mean, it wasn't like I'm saying like it was totally not weird. I mean, it was obviously there was a big age difference. But between the two of us, it really wasn't an issue. It wasn't like we would sit there having conversations and it was so obvious to both of us, you know, on a reoccurring basis that, wow, we're so different. We're so this or that. You know, I guess I was very mature and he was very immature or something. But it ultimately obviously didn't work out. So that is quite a bit older, but it happened. Happens every day. And mm-hmm. I've shared more than I would have liked to. So
mm-hmm. Listen, I want to play Tweetbeat, but just a little factoid about this next story. I thought it was interesting. Did you know that if Facebook was a country, it would be the fourth most populous country?
After, what do we got? Like Indonesia, India, and China?
I would think so. I mean, obviously China and India. What's number three? Is it Indonesia?
Well, it's per, what's the word? Per capita? No, not per capita. It's, you know, Indonesia is not, it doesn't cover a lot of geographic space, but right. For the density, they say it's the most populated country in the world.
But we're just talking about sheer numbers here. I don't care how big the country is.
Well, I didn't know.
You know, if Cuba had 1 billion people, it'd still be number three. You know.
Well, this is a stupid story. They say it'd be the fourth most. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Fourth most populous country, but they don't tell you what the other three before it is. Stupid. This is a non-story as far as I'm concerned.
Oh,
by the
fine.
Way, Facebook
anyway,
isn't a country.
Let's play Tweetbeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweetbeat. Are you ready for the one and only
Tweetbeat? Hey, everyone. Time to play the game the whole internet's buzzing about. We call it Tweetbeat. Sarah, let me explain the rules to you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two words or phrases. All you have to do is tell me which one of those words or phrases was tweeted more in the past 24 hours or in the parlance of the game, which has a louder tweet beat. Do you understand the rules?
Well, the whole thing sounds a little crazy, but I'll go ahead and play along.
Okay,
maybe I'll
let's
pick it
do
up
it.
As we move.
Here's your first challenge. Oh, what do you want to play for? First of all.
Oh, gosh. So we should play for something that's meaningful to both of us. You know, I know we both like nice long walks on the beach, but don't really want to do that together. And you can't really put a price on that. What else is it? What else is something that we both enjoy? Because that would be a great, you know, something to wager. What do we both like? I mean, I don't really like anything.
Sex.
No, that's weird. We're not paying each other for sex, depending on the outcome of this game. That's not an option.
Okay.
I do like that,
drinks,
though.
Then? How about drinks?
Drinks! That is perfect.
Yeah,
we both like drinks. How about, okay.
We both
okay.
like computers.
I'll take it a step further. If I win Tweetbeat, you buy me drinks. And if you win Tweetbeat, I'll buy you drinks.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Or as Papa Jojo or whatever his name is suggests, we could just play for 5 million zlotys.
I don't
we'll play
that
for
kind
drinks.
Of cash.
We'll play for drinks. Okay, here we go. Which has a louder tweet beat? Spitting and sex or Malcolm X?
Spitting and sex?
Spitting and sex.
Like with an ampersand or A-N-D?
A-N-D.
Spitting and sex or Malcolm X?
Yes.
Spitting and sex?
Correct.
My God, is that a thing? Like spitting, like saliva? That is not something I would want anybody to do. Okay, well, let's talk this through. Spitting and sex, perhaps something that happens or that happened. See, the thing is, I'm trying to think of like a headline. It's unfamiliar to me if this is something that's been in the news. A headline that might have been retweeted quite a bit on Twitter. But like, what context would spitting and sex like government official admits to spitting and sex or something like that, or Malcolm X? Now, because I don't know anything about the spitting and sex. I mean, the whole thing is just weird, and I hope nobody does that. I'm going to go with Malcolm X purely because I don't know enough about spitting and sex, and I don't feel as though I could ever go in that direction, as ignorant as I am about the practice.
So maybe if I told you that Seattle is passing a law to ban several things from their park system, including spitting and sex, or two of them. So a headline might be spitting and sex to be banned from parks.
Crap. What about crapping?
Can you crap in a park?
If they ban crapping in parks, I'm never going to Washington
State
again.
That's not my America.
Mark my words. You want me to visit the Pacific Northwest? You do not ban crapping in a park. Period.
Some people travel the country going to every baseball stadium. I go from park to park and crap in them.
It's biodegradable. It's nature. It's like composting.
So does that, that change? Yeah. I don't know if that changes.
I mean, the thing is that you're not going to give me a hint in order for me to change my mind, right? So I'm just going to have to go with Malcolm X. I don't know why. This game sucks. Let's talk about crapping in a park. Yeah.
Judges, you are correct. Spitting and sex, 30. Malcolm X, 193. Malcolm X wasn't in the news or anything. It's just he's popular. Still popular.
It just comes up. Well, you know, there's I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff about Malcolm X to talk about. Also a good movie starring Denzel Washington.
Oh, it's a fine piece of cinema. Are you ready for your next
real
challenge?
Good. Sure am, because I'm in the lead. I think I'm one for one.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Jeff Zucker or mother, you know.
And it's mother effer spelled in the
correct.
Jeff Zucker or
mother.
Wow. Okay, so Jeff Zucker, I know this. He's the NBC guy who apparently is trying to freeze Conan out of work and like got him arrested, and the whole thing is getting crazy because of course there's this whole Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno Tonight Show, baby mama drama. And nobody knows what's going to happen. And Conan's he's going rogue about the whole thing. I've been watching the show like over the last week. It's really funny. But he's obviously very upset. And you can imagine the execs at NBC are not happy with the way things are going. Although, you know what? Somebody did bring up to me, I'm sorry, I'm getting slightly off topic, but for good reason. Somebody did bring up to me that if this was some sort of ratings ploy to get the Tonight Show ratings back up, because you know they're not great, and NBC's hurting a little bit, it's a pretty good one. Now, I think that Conan's anger is real, so I don't think that that's the case, but it's sort of an interesting thing to think about. because nobody's beyond ratings gags or ratings stunts, I guess you would call them. So, Jeff Zucker or Mother Ucker? Mother Ucker is a phrase, it's one of my favorites, actually. It works so in so many ways, and I know that there are a lot, there's a lot of cussing going on Twitter, you know, with some of the potty mouths, millions of them. Jeff Zucker, that's, you know, I hear of little else besides the whole NBC drama lately. I mean, there's like three news stories right now, and that's one of the big ones. I mean, that people are talking about, especially particularly on Twitter, they are talking about this whole Conan thing. And I feel like for the most part, the Twitter community is Team Conan more than Team Leno or Team Jay. I'm going to have to go with Jeff Zucker. I think that it's probably been retweeted off the charts more than Mother blank blank.
Okay. So you said Jeff Zucker.
Jeff Zucker is my choice. I've got my reasons. And that's my final answer, Martin.
Final answer. Jeff Zucker.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Lots of people may have tweeted Jeff Zucker is a mother. Are you on Team Conan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
I think anyone under a certain age is on Team Conan. Final answer.
Jeff Zucker, FTW.
Lots of people say the other one every day about any.
That's true. That's true. This is, I mean, I'm going out on a limb here. I can't say I'm 100% confident about this, but I feel as though it's the right choice.
All right.
You got the right one, baby. Uh-huh.
Judges. Oh, you are correct. That one was too easy. I didn't think you'd get the first one. I knew that was a giveaway. Jeff Zucker, 1,467. Mother Bucker, 542.
How about that? Jeff Zucker.
Mother
F-bomb. I'm so happy. So technically,
see,
I have won.
Right now. Hey, I have an idea.
Oh, God.
It's the first show of the new year.
You're so freaking predictable.
Indulge me here and do Double or Nothing. Would you?
I don't know. I don't know if 2010 Sarah does Double or Nothing. 2009 Sarah
no,
was...
No, 2010 Sarah's got to be less boring than 2009 Sarah.
2009 Sarah made a lot of mistakes.
She was so forgettable.
2010 Sarah doesn't make those same mistakes again. So let me think long and hard about this. You know, I know you're my buddy and everything, but you've got a bit of a gambling problem, and I'm not sure 2010 Sarah wants to encourage you. I'm not sure.
All right, then the show's over.
Fine. We can do Double or Nothing. I know how hard you worked on the third beep.
All right. Here we go for Double or Nothing. Which has a louder tweet beat? Astro snorts. That's hyphenated. Astro snorts. As in Astro snorts. Or boxer shorts.
Now I'm sorry I agreed to this.
Now Astro I'm confused. Now I don't
boxer.
Know.
Oh my God. Hung out with Hallie Smith Furstenberg last week, by the way. Speaking
I know,
of that,
how was that? I'm sorry that we missed that.
It was great. It was like.
Did she start talking like that? Like after one margarita? Did you guys go to Calibri?
We did, and it was great.
It was good.
I enjoyed
right?
it. Good I choice. Enjoyed it quite a bit. I had
I
a very good margarita.
I consider myself as the concierge of San Francisco. I pretty much. Know the perfect restaurant for any occasion.
Yeah, well, you didn't join us. You never even got back to me about whether or not you would. I haven't forgotten that.
Did so.
It's okay. I'm over it now. I've got 2010 Sarah just lets things roll off her back.
Astro snorts, Astra snorts, or
boxer shorts.
I'll tell you what Astra snorts is. Astra snorts is some newspaper writer trying to be clever. It's supposed to sound like astronauts, but it really doesn't. But it's Astra snorts. So it's in reference, maybe you can guess here, to an astronaut who was doing what?
I mean, it's like you're speaking a different language to me right now.
Cocaine.
What? Sarah.
Cocaine. Oh. Here's what happened. Here's what happened.
Jeez, I did not get that.
Cape Canaveral, out in Florida, somebody found a bag of cocaine inside this area in the space shuttle hangar where only 200 people have access.
Oh, yeah. Test them all.
How
long
exactly
does cocaine stay in somebody's system?
So somebody's going to get busted. I mean, somebody, why you do not bring your bindle into the restricted area?
Really bad idea. Like, are these really people who are building a rocket? Because can you imagine getting all hopped up, trying to get high. Maybe forgetting a nail or a pin here or there and really doing some damage. I don't like the sound of this at all. I say shut the place down. Shut it down.
Control to Major Tom.
Na, 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 na. I don't know if that's where the song goes.
So that's where that story comes from.
That's what astro snorts are. I got you.
Must have missed this story in the news. That's the best.
I was so busy talking tech. My goodness, chat room. How many times do I have to say it? I'm at work at Current. My goodness. They keep asking if I'm in a hair salon or something. I'm at work at Current. Hi.
I know exactly where you are. Been in there for so many damn interviews.
It's a nice building. I am in a weird place, though, so I understand the confusion. That's where I am. We have a lot of glass walls. That's actually a glass wall behind me. It's not open. So if I were to walk into it, I'd hurt myself and maybe even break my nose. Remember when Paul Block did that at G4? Were you there for that?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Talk about almost breaking your nose. He was flat on the ground for a while after that. Birds around his head. I'm going to have to go with Astro Snorts because, frankly, it's just about the weirdest thing I've heard this week. And Astro Snorts is just kind of funny. Who talks about boxer shorts? Really? They say boxers or briefs. That's like a common question I get via email. Like, who cares? You know? Who cares what I prefer? It's weird.
That's it. People often ask you what you prefer, boxers or briefs.
Well, because it's like a ha-ha, like cliche question to ask.
Okay, so now I'm interested. What's the answer?
I don't care as long as they're clean. That's my answer.
It's underneath them.
That's right.
Briefs are de rigueur right now.
They've sort of
made a comeback.
Well, they've kind of got this new boxer brief hybrid thing that the boys are doing, so I hear.
I wear both. I was playing this game at the bar the other day. This is a fun game where you have to come up with... All right, Sarah's getting back on now. So here's the game, and you guys in the chat room can play this with me while we wait for Sarah. So you take a movie title. The object of the game is to come up with a movie title that could also describe the act of defecation, okay? Or feces, okay? So for example, you know, a good one might be, okay, so Dallas says The Departed. How about Five Easy Pieces? Would be a good one. Armageddon.
Hey guys, sorry about that.
Hey, she's back.
I had one of the OS X screens of death. Haven't gotten one of those.
Really? I've never even had one.
You start your computer like in like four different languages, a little gray box. It was a bunch of BS. Sorry. God, what a craptastic show this
is. Gone in 60 seconds. That's all right. I was playing the game with the chat room where you have to come up with a movie title that also describes defecation. So it was
Precious. That's my favorite.
Precious. Children of the Corn.
Oh God, that's good stuff.
Oh man.
Risky business.
Sideways.
It's a great drinking game to play because after a while, no matter what movie you say, it's really
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, exactly. You can just anything. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Like,
but it's like
Alvin and Chipmunks 2, the Squeakquel.
Exactly. All right, everyone. That's your assignment for next week. Maybe we'll play this. We'll be prepared to play this if we have technical problems next week, so you guys all can think of some before then.
And boy, did we have technical problems today.
Yeah, I'll say the Big Easy is a good one. That's a good one. That's a great one. The Big Lebowski is also good. All right, save them for next week. So the answer, I don't think I ever revealed the answer. All right, so we'll just pick it up from right there, right?
It's gonna be I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Final boxers. Answer?
Astro snorts. Final.
Judges, you are incorrect.
What?
You are incorrect.
I don't believe you.
Astro snorts 17, boxer shorts 73. Booyah. Booyah.
I don't know why I bother. I don't know why I bother with this stupid double down, double team, double or nothing, double up, double trouble. It's crap. What a letdown. It's Friday and we're going into a long weekend or else I'd just sit here and sob.
I'll tell you what, show 50 better be better than 49 because this was awful.
It was awful, but we say that about every show and I feel like the worst it is, worst whiff ever. I hear that every week now, so I don't pay attention. Once in a while, you know, as long as the people are happy. You know, my video looks like junk. You had to restart. I had to restart. I Cylon.
You're doing it again. All right, gotcha. So why don't we just say, hey, everyone, thanks so much for listening and thanks for watching. It's been a pleasure despite all the problems we had. Until next week, have fun.
About.